So we're beginning a new topic. So at the beginning we spoke about Zavla, Zebor, Loechad, Zebor, and Loechad. After all, that is the name of the parak. That is the natural first topic when approaching the third parak of Sanhedrin. But what I want to talk about also is something else that comes up on the very first daf of Masechah Sanhedrin, and that is a case where two Ba'alei Dinim do not, for whatever reason, well, we could talk about that, why they're not going to engage in the process of Zeborer, where each one appoints one judge, but they're actually just trying to find a Beis Din Kavua. They're trying to find an already established Beis Din to go to. They simply cannot agree on which Beis Din they should go to. So Reuven says, let's go to Beis Din X. Shimon says, let's go to Beis Din Y. And neither wants to go to the other's Beis Din. What is the procedure at that point? And as we saw, in truth, that one of the Hava Aminas in the Gemara itself was that the case of Zebor Lo Echad was indeed dealing with a case where each one appoints their own Beis Din, they simply can't agree on which Beis Din to go to. So that's the topic that I want to explore. And in exploring that topic, I want to really take a look at two Gemaras that are central to that topic. One is the Gemara on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, which is quoted in source number one, the Gemara that we actually saw when we were doing our first topic. And the second Gemara is a Gemara that appears on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis at the very end of Perek Zeborer, but is really the central Gemara on this topic. So, really, you could have left this topic off at the very end of the Perek, because that's when it really comes up, but insofar as it comes up on Daf Chaf Gimel as well, and insofar as there's certain overlapping themes between this Sugya and the first Sugya that we did, I think it's worthwhile to do it now. So let's take a look at source number one. Source number one, again, we are revisiting that same Gemara at the very beginning of Perek Zeborer. The Mishnah said, that cryptic phrase, each Zebor lo echad, this one appoints one for him. And the Gemara began with the question in source one, Gemara, my Zebor lo echad, Zebor lo echad, betlos asagi. Why do you have each one appointing three? Three should be enough. And as we saw, the way Rashi at least interprets that Hava Mina is that the Gemara originally thought that you should need nine judges to sit on this case. Reuven chooses three, Shimon chooses three, and together they choose an additional three for a total of nine. And the Gemara asks, why would I need nine? Three should be sufficient. The Gemara answers, Hachi ka'amar. Kisha zebor lo beisin echad, zebor lo beisin echad, shnehen borin lohen od echad. The Gemara answers, in the Hava Amina, the case is as follows. Reuven chooses one Beis Din, Shimon chooses a different Beis Din. Each one refuses to go to the other person's chosen Beis Din, so what do? Together, they choose a Beis Din. Then the Gemara asks as follows, Va'afilu love mati ma'akev. Is the love really able to choose which Beis Din to go to? Is he really able, does he have the power to refuse to go to the Beis Din of the Malva? Va'amar Rabbi Elazar, but didn't Rabbi Elazar say, Lo shanu ela malve, ava love kofen oso v'dan be'ira. We only learned that the malve has the ability to choose which Beis Din to go to. The love does not have the ability to choose. He does not have the ability to veto the other person's Beis Din. He really just has to follow the malve. This is a quotation from the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we'll see the full quote of Rabbi Elazar in a moment. But for now, the Gemara is saying, how can you have a case where both Reuven and Shimon reject the other person's Beis Din? In general, only the Malva has the right to reject the other person's Beis Din. The Lova has no such right. So the Gemara answers, "Kid'amar Rabbi Yochanan be'arkabo shebesuria shan." It says, Rabbi Yochanan says, when does even the Lova have the right to reject the Malva's Beis Din? The Malva is obviously the lender, the Lova is the borrower. When does the borrower have the right to reject the lender's Beis Din? When the lender chooses Arka'o Shebesuria. So as we mentioned the first time, Arka'o Shebesuria are some type of inferior Beis Din. How inferior the Arka'o Shebesuria are is a discussion of the Rishonim. It's two deos brought down in the Chidush HaRan. But for our purposes now, we'll suffice with the notion that Arka'o Shebesuria are some kind of inferior Beis Din, and because the Malve chooses these subpar Dayanim, even the Lova has the ability to reject them, despite the fact that the Lova does not generally have the right to do so. So if both the Malva and the Lova choose competent Batei Din, the Lova would not have the right to reject the Malva's Beis Din. But because the Malva chose Arkasha Basuria, the Lova does have the right to do so. Ava Mumchin Lo, Mumchin, the Lova does not have the right to reject, only Arkasha Basuria. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa gives a second way the Lova can reject the Malveh's choice. Rav Papa Amar, Afilu Teima Mumchin, even there is a certain case where the Lova can reject the Malveh's based in, even if they both choose Mumchin are expert, but they didn't. So they both choose high quality, but they didn't. There's still one case we can construct where the Lova would have the right to reject the Malveh's based in. And what is it? Kagon Beidina Derav Huna Uderav Chista. The example would be the Batei Din of Rav Huna and Rav Chista, to Ka'amar Lei Mi Kamutrach Nalcha. Because the Lova can say to the Malveh, what does it really bother you? What this case really means, as Rashi and Tosis explain, Rav Huna and Rav Chista were both certainly Mumchin, right? They were certainly both qualified Tayanim. As it happens, Rav Huna was the Rebbe of Rav Chista, so, and that might be important later in the Sugya. We'll have to address the fact that Rav Huna may still be greater than Rav Chista in some sense, insofar as he is Rav Chista's Rebbe, but the two Batei Din were either in the same town, or if not in the same town, were at least equidistant from the town in which the Batei Din, the Ba'alei Dinim, were located. So either they were in the same town, or Tosfos raises a question, how could they be in the same town? Then Rav Chista would not be allowed to have a Beis Din in front of his Rebbe, he wouldn't be allowed to do so, you can't be posek halacha b'nei Rabbo. So Tosfos would say, or at the very least, they're equidistant from the town that you're in. So Rav Papa argues as follows. In general, the Lovek cannot veto the basin that is chosen by the Malveh. However, if it doesn't really create any undue hassle to the Malveh to go to the Lovek's basin, either because they're both in the same town or because it's the same distance to either basin, the Lovek can say to him, Miko Matrach Nalacha, why does it matter to you? I'm not causing you any undue hardship. So you should heed my decision here, or at least take into account my position that we should go to Basin X, and in that case, he does have a say in what Basin they go to. So in short, what our Gemara says is as follows. In general, who has the right to choose which Basin they go to? The Malveh is the one who has that right. But we have constructed two cases where the Lova has some input as well. Number one, if the Malveh chooses an inferior Basin, then the Lova can reject it and say, I want to go to a higher quality Beis Din. Number two, if both Batei Din are within the same distance and it really doesn't create any kind of hardship to go to one over the other, the Lova has a say as well. That's what emerges from our Gemara. Now, interestingly, we will note in a moment, the Rambam does not quote the second circumstance in which the Loveh can force the Malveh's hand. He does quote Rabbi Yochanan about Arkosha B'Suriya. He says, we'll document all of this in source 4, Rambam and Perek Vav of Hilchos Sanhedrin. He does say that in general you follow the Malveh. He does say that the Loveh has some input in cases where the Malveh appoints Arkosha B'Suriya. He never says that the Lova has the ability to veto the Malveh's based in his choice in cases where they're equidistant, in cases when it doesn't cause any undue hardship. Now we're going to have to take a look at why the Rambam decides to omit the psak of Rav Papa. Something that will, you know, is worth being aware of at the outset, just having seen the Gemara, and something that we're going to have to explore. So in order to do that, let's take a look at source number 2. As I mentioned, source number 2 is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph, which is really the source for this whole halacha, the primary discussion of this whole idea in the Gemara, when two Ba'alei Din disagree as to what basin to go to, Shnayim Shnis Atzma B'Din. And this Gemara will explain to us why it is, in the first place, that the Malveh is the one who has the upper hand, why he is the one who has the right to choose which basin to go to. So let's take a look at source 2. Ki azar Rav Dimi amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Hatokev eschavero. Rav Dimi is coming from Eretz Israel, presumably, and he's reporting in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Hatokev eschavero bedin. One person takes his friend to a din Torah. Echad omer nidon kan, ve'echad omer neilech lemkom avad. So that the case is one in which Reuven says, "Let's stay here and deal with the local Beis Din." Shimon says, let's go to the Makom Havad, or the Beis Havad. Now what the Beis Havad is, as we will see, is subject to a machlokas rishon. It's not entirely clear what the Beis Avad is. Rashi says it's a makom kivutz chachamim. There are it's just a place where there are chachamim who are about. Seemingly, for the value of makom chachamim could be for different reasons, either because he thinks that they will arrive at a more accurate psak than the local dayanim, or because he thinks that in a place where there are so many talmidei chachamim around, the other baal din will be intimidated and he won't. He'll be compelled to tell the truth. He won't bend the truth. He won't lie. But that's Rashi's approach. Other Rishonim say that Beis Avad means the Beis Din Hagadol Shebi Yerushalayim, top Beis Din. We know that there was a formal judicial hierarchy in halachic courts, just like there are lahavdil in secular courts as well. And the highest court was the Beis Din Hagadol Shebi Yerushalayim, which was the Sanhedrin Hagadol that sat in the Lishkas Hagazis in the Beis Hamikdash. So, one approach from the Rishonim is that the Makom Avad is the Beis Din HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. And again, we'll document all of this and note its conceptual significance as we go through the sugya. But for now, Makom Avad means essentially a place where there is some degree there is a higher Beis Din than the local Beis Din. That's the Makom Avad. So you have one person who says, "Let's stay local." The advantage, obviously, being that they don't have to go anywhere. There's certainly a matter of convenience here that they're staying with the local Beis Din. The other one says, let's go to this more elite Beis Din elsewhere. So, says Rabbi Yochanan, Kof enoso b'yeleich l'mkom avad. We force him to do what? To go to the Beis Avad, to go to the higher Beis Din, whatever that higher Beis Din may be. Amar l'fan of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, can you really say, let's go to the Beis Avad? Rabbi Elazar says you're going to run into the following problem. Let's say people are very distant from the Beis Avad. Let's say the Beis Avad is, just for argument's sake now, let's work with the position that it's in Yerushalayim. And they live in Bavel. Let's say Reuven is trying to claim from Shimon $100 that he lent him. And the travel expenses themselves are going to be $100. So what's Shimon going to do? He has an easy out anytime somebody wants to claim money from him. Reuven will say, I want to claim, take you to Din Torah for the $100 that you owe me. Shimon will say, great, let's go to the Beis Avad. And the travel expenses themselves are going to be more than 100. Reuven's never going to be able to level his case against Shimon. So Rabbi Elazar says, Mishanosha bechavero yoti mana almana. Is it conceivable that you're actually going to say that everyone has the right to just claim Nelech l'mkom avad? Then you've given everyone an out from any Din Torah. Elakofen oso v'dan b'iro. So rather, what do? We force him to stay put and be judged by the local based. Okay? That is Rabbi Yochanan, as qualified by Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara continues. Itmar Nami, it was also stated, Amar of Safra, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It seems like, I'm not a big Gersaos guy, I think it's important to have the right Gersaos, but I'm not like, you know, now it's very in vogue to be looking at Nuschaos and things like that, different Nuschaos, you know, in the Gemara. But it's important to note here that it seems like the original text was Amar of Safra, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Safra reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Right here we're just looking at the Bar Ilan printout of the Daf. But if you look at a standard Vilna Shas, the Masorah Shas notes that it was the Marshal who took out the term Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Argue that Rav Safra was not reporting in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and that actually was something that the Yifei Einayim noted. If you look at the source 3, Yifei Einayim Alatar, and he's unsure why Velo Yodati Lama Machak Ha Rashal. I don't know why the Maharshal took out Hacha Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I'm not sure why the Maharshal was inclined to take out Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but the Maharshal did so. Okay, something to note. Let's just read just note that for now. We'll file it away in the back of our minds as we read the continuation of the Gemara. Originally, it seems like it was Rav Safra Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Maharshal took out Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Yifei Einayim is unsure why the Maharshal did so. Itmar Nami Amar Rav Safra Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shnayim shenis atzmu b'din. Two people are ready to have a din Torah. They are fighting in the context of din. Echad omer nidon kan ve'echad omer nelech l'mkom avad. One says we should have a din Torah here. The other says let's go to the makom avad. Kovenoso v'dan be'iro. We force them to do what? To stay put in the particular city that they are in. Ve'im hutzrach davar l'shol kosvin v'sholchin. And if the local basin needs to ask a higher basin of greater authority what to do, they will write and send. They will write the din Torah. They'll send it to the higher basin. The basin will instruct them how to proceed. Many of the Rishonim make the point of saying that it's not that the other basin is going to decide, because there's a halacha that a basin can't decide a din Torah if the Baalei Dinim are not omdim bifnehim. They are simply giving guidance to the lesser basin as to how to paskin on the case. So kosim v'sholchin. V'im amar kisvu utnuli me'ezet ha'am dantuni. And if the Baalei Dinim say to the basin, I want you guys to write up for me the whole logic behind your case, kosvim v'nosim lo, then the basin indeed writes for them. And again, there's the discussion in the Rishonim as to whether what the scope of this is. Is it always the case that the Baalei Dinim can demand that the basin will write up their logic for them, or is it only in specific circumstances? It's two deus and tosvos, but for us, that's not the central topic for now. The Gemara continues, and once we're on the topic of who follows who goes where, when there's a dispute as to where to go, the Gemara throws in the fact that a Yavama, a Shomeres Yavam, a woman whose husband died and they didn't have any children, she follows the Yavam if she wants Chalitza. It's not the Yavam's response. It's not the brother's responsibility to go to her in order to perform chalitza. It's her responsibility to go to him. Akama, how far must she go? Amraviyami afilu mitveria letzipori. She must even go from Tveria letzipori. Now again, just parenthetically, there's a discussion in the Rishonim as to whether this is sheer in distance. Many of the Rishonim know that Tveria and Tzipori aren't really so far from each other. We know that from modern geography in Israel. They're not really so far. What many of the Rishonim take this to mean is that Tveria had a greater basin than Tzipori. So it's not a shear in distance. It's saying that even though she is in the town with the stronger, the greater basin, she must still go to his town with the weaker basin in order to perform chalitza. Amar of Kahana. Maikra, how do I know that the Yavama is holachas achar Yavam? How do I know that she must go to him? The pasuk says, v'karu ulo zikne iro, v'lo zikne ira. We follow the Zakenim, the elders of his city, not her city. Amar Amemar, critical line. Amemar says, Hilchasa kofen oso v'yelech l'mkom avad. What is the final halacha? We force them to go to the base havad. Amar le Ravashi, la Amemar. Ravashi says to Amemar, V'har Amar Rabbi Elazar kofen oso v'dan be'ira. Didn't we just see that Rabbi Elazar reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we actually force them to stay put in the city that they are in? We don't force them to go to the Beis Havad. So the Gemara gives a critical qualification. Hani mili, when is this the case? Hecha deka amar le lo v'lamalve. It is only the case that we force them to stay when the Loveh is the one who wants to go to the Makom Havad. When the Loveh says, let's pick up and go, and the Malveh says, let's stay put, we stay put. Aval Malveh. However, if the Malveh is the one who says, Nelech l'mkom avad, Eved lo v'le'ish malveh. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Eved lo v'le'ish malveh. And Ameimah reports to us, he qualifies that previous statement of Rabbi Elazar as saying that we only stay put when that is the Loveh's decision. If the Malveh decides to go, we will follow him. In other words, everything is in the hands of the Malveh. He's the one who has the ability to decide where they're going.
So what's the chiddush of what he's saying? Either way, we're just following the Malveh. What's the chiddush of saying before something?
The chiddush of saying?
The chiddush of saying that Kaifanai is saying, meaning, din has changed, just we're following everything.
So kofen oso, in other words, what he's saying, essentially what we mean is kofen oso, kofen, we're kofen the Loveh to follow the Malveh. And as it happens, your question is good, Arya. I'll highlight the following way. So let me Looking back at this Gemara, what we have is two really reports and qualifications of what Rabbi Yochanan said, at least according to the Ve'inayim, right? We have Rav Dimi coming in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Elazar qualifying it. And then we have Rav Safra coming in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and we have Amemar qualifying it, right? The question is going to be whether we have one position in the Gemara or two. Now, again, Amemar qualified Rabbi Elazar originally, right? So Amemar is certainly thinking that he's reporting the position of Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar's Svara also seems to say that we should follow the Malva, right? He says, really, you should go to the Beis Avad. Why can't you go to the Beis Avad according to Rabbi Elazar? Because then if Reuven is trying to extract 100 from Shimon, Shimon's just going to make him his travel expenses more than 100. He'll never be able to do it. The question is really whether there's one day in the Gemara or two. So what I want to note are a couple of nuanced differences between what I have here as the first paragraph in the Gemara and the second paragraph in the Gemara. Namely, the Rav Dimi section of the Gemara and the Rav Safra section of the Gemara. Number one, as we noted in the underline, we don't know whether these are both reporting in the name of Rabbi Yochanan or whether Rav Safra is making his own statement. In the original Gersa of the Gemara, it seems like both are reporting in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, but the Marshal, for some reason, saw it fit to take out the Amar Rabbi Yochanan part when reporting Rav Safra. That's difference number one. Difference number two, if you look at Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi is originally reporting Rav Yochanan, what does he originally say? Atokev et chavero betin, echad omer nidon kan ve'echad omer nelech lemkom avad, kofen oso v'yelech lemkom avad. He starts by saying what? That you should go to the Beis Avad. Later, Rabbi Elazar qualifies that and says, when do you go to the Beis Avad? Only when the Malva wants to go to the Beis Avad. But his starting point is kofen oso v'yelech lemkom avad. By contrast, if you look at the way Rav Safra reports Rav Yochanan, he says, Itmar nami amar Rav Safra, shnayim shenis asmu b'din, echad omer nidon kan, ve'echad omer nelech lemkom avad, kofen oso v'dan b'ira. The starting point for Rav Safra is what? Kofen oso v'dan b'ira. Again, he qualifies that as well. And in the end, Ariel says, what? We're just following the Malveh. But his starting point is Kofen Oso V'dan B'iro, and he later qualifies that, as opposed to starting with Kofen Oso Leilach M'kom Avad, and then qualifying. Difference number three. What is the reason why we're following the Malveh? If you look at Rav Dimi, there's a Svara. Mishanosha B'chavero Mana Yotzi Mana Al Mana. How can you force the Malveh to go to the Beis Avad? The Malveh is trying to extract 100. You're going to force him to pay 150 to go to the Beis Avad. Nobody's ever going to be able to take anyone else to a Din Torah. You follow the Malveh because of a Svara. It makes sense. You can't force him to go to the Beis Avad. By contrast, if you look at Rav Safra, what's the reason why we follow the Malveh? Not because of a Svara. Because of a Pasuk. Quotes Eved Lo V'le Ishmael, right? So, while the psak of Rav Dimi and Rav Safra seems to be the same, both are saying that we follow the Malveh wherever the Malveh chooses to go. There are three nuanced differences in the Gemara, at least three potential differences in the Gemara, between the way those positions of Rav Dimi and Rav Safra are reported. Now, my question for you is, is there any significance to those differences in the Gemara? Potentially.
Why are you assuming that Rabbi Elazar is qualifying Rabbi Yochanan's statement? Is that arguing?
That's actually Machlok Rishonim, whether or not he's qualifying or arguing.
I mean, I think the most simple would be that he's arguing. That's why the Marshal takes out Rabbi Yochanan's next line, because otherwise it'd be stira within Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan originally says, "I'm going to be Kamachom Avad." And then he says, Dan Meiro. So like, well, they both can't be Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why we take out Rabbi Yochanan in the second.
You're saying that if Rabbi Elazar is arguing on Rabbi Yochanan in the first one, he's not qualifying, and you just leave Rabbi Yochanan as Kofen Oso V'yelech L'mkom Avad, then you'd have a steer mina yube. No, but again, once you accept Amemar's qualification, you're saying in the first Rabbi Yochanan, he wouldn't even, it would be Yelech L'mkom Avad, even if the Lova says so?
Yeah, I guess.
Potentially.
The qualification doesn't exist. A Mimar is not going on that.
Okay, so if the Marshal accepts the position in the Rishonim that Rabbi Elazar is arguing as opposed to qualifying, that would make sense. But I think the Derech HaMelech in the Rishonim, and I could look this up, I forgot which Rishonim say which on this topic, is that he's qualifying, okay. Which is probably where the Yafei Naim, presumably where the Yafei Naim is coming from, with his Kasha. Is there any significance to the other differences? Svara versus the Pasuk. No thoughts.
So far away, but it still is a distance. So if you say the pasuk, then even for that you wouldn't have to go for the money. You would have to. You say if it was for the money, you would.
Okay, good. I think you are hitting on something critical. But what's the that you're giving me a nafkamina between the two approaches? Conceptually speaking, are Rav Dimi and Rav Safra saying the same thing? Again, with the qualifications of Rabbi Elazar and Amemar. Or are they not? They both seem to be saying we follow the Malveh. But might there be a critical difference between these two approaches? Good. Another nafkamina we're going to talk about.
I'm saying, but conceptually it's not a Malveh thing, it's just a general...
Okay, so let me take a step back. Again, you're hitting on all the nafkaminas that we are actually going to discuss as we go through this sugya. Or at least two of the nafkaminas that we're going to discuss as we go through this again. But let's take a step back for a moment. We're saying that we follow the Malveh wherever he chooses to go. If he chooses the Beis Havad, we go there. If he chooses to stay put, we stay here. But theoretically speaking, that could be for one of at least two, possibly three reasons. One option would be that the default, when two people have a dispute as to where to go, is to do what? Let's say is to go to the better Beis Din. There's a general value of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, as we will see. Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, the Gemara Sanhedrin, in the next parak says, Holeich Achar Beis Din Yafeh, you're supposed to pursue the best Beis Din that you can. So the default is go to the better Beis Din. The Malveh has the right to insist that we are staying here. What is the special schus of the Malveh? The fact that we are allowed to stay put. Despite the fact that really what should you be doing? Going to the Beis Havad. The alternative is what? The default is to always stick with your local Beis Din. That, after all, is why we have a whole mitzvah of minoy hadayanim to establish a court system, right? B'chol pelech u'pelech, b'chol ir v'ir. You're supposed to establish local batei din that people have access to. So that's the basin that you're supposed to go to. What is the special schus of the Malveh? That he can say, neilech l'mkom avad. That he has this special schus that he's allowed to drag the Loveh to the better basin elsewhere. Third possibility, maybe there's no default at all. And the Malveh just has the ability to choose, straight up. But certainly we can construct this Malveh Zchus in two radically different ways. One is the default is to go to a better basin, the Malveh has the Zchus to stay here. The other is the default is to stay here, and the Malveh has the Zchus to drag the Loveh to the better basin. Now I'd like to suggest that perhaps this is actually a Machlokas between Rav Dimi and Rav Safra. As much as it appears that they're saying the same thing, we could very easily construct this as two entirely distinct svaras as to why we follow the Malva, despite the fact that they both agree that we do follow the Malva. Take a look at Rav Dimi Amrav Yochanan. The svara is, Mishanoja Bachavero Mana Yotzi Mana Al Mana. The Malva is going to have to expend so much money on his travel expenses if he's only trying to extract or claim a lesser amount. He's trying to claim 100 and you're going to force him to pay 150. That's clearly saying what? What is the special koach of the Malva? What is his special zchus? To stay put. The special zchus of the Malva is he is able to say, no, I'm not going to go to that distant place because it's absurd for me to spend more than I'm actually trying to claim. My zchus is that I'm able to stay put. And it is perhaps fitting that when Rav Dimi originally quotes Rabbi Yochanan, how does he quote Rabbi Yochanan? Echad omer nidon kan, ve'echad omer neilechem kom avad, kofen oso, ve'yelechem kom avad. He originally reports the default as, you go to the Beis Avad. And then he qualifies it by saying that the Malva has a special right to say, let's stay here. Why? Because of the Svara. And obviously the Svara only makes sense when it comes to staying put. The Malva's whole special ability is you can't make me spend more money than I'm trying to claim by going somewhere else. Obviously, the Malva is claiming, let's stay here. But the default, as Rav Dimi reports it, is Yelech Lim Komavad. Then we come to Rav Safra. Rav Safra doesn't quote this Svara of Misha Noshe Bechaveru Yotzimon Almana. What does he quote? A Pasuk. Eved Lo Vele Ish Malva. Now, does Eved Lo Vele Ish Malva tell us that exactly what the nature of the Schus HaMalva is, of what his special koach in this case is? It doesn't necessarily tell us exactly, but is it conceivable that that koach is about taking him to another basin as opposed to staying put? It's certainly conceivable, right? Whereas the Svara must be about staying put. It only makes sense if you're talking about staying put, right? Eved Lo Vele Ish Malva is far more flexible. It can go either way. It's certainly conceivable that when we quote Eved Lo Vele Ish Malva, we're not just talking about staying put, we're talking about the Malva's special ability to take the Lova and drag him to a distant basin. And then perhaps it's fitting that Rav Safra doesn't start with Kofen Oso V'Yelech L'Beis Avad. What does Rav Safra start with? Kofen Oso V'Dan Be'ira. In other words, for Rav Safra, the default is what? Stick with the local basin. The Malva has a special zchus to take the Lova elsewhere based on the pasuk of Eved Lova Le'ish Malva. Now that, I think, is perhaps why the Maharshal took out Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I would suggest. Perhaps the whole question, the whole machlokas between the Maharshal and the Yevei Naim here, is whether or not Rav Dimi and Rav Safra are actually saying the same thing. The Maharshal is noting that either you're right that it's like that it's a machlokas here, like David was saying that it's not a qualification of Rabbi Yochanan, it's a machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan. But I think what you can claim is even if it's a qualification of Rabbi Yochanan, and we accept that qualification, and despite the fact that from an appearance standpoint they look like they're the same halacha, because according to both of them we're following the Malva, they're really saying two radically different things. One of them is saying that the default is go to the Beis Havad. The Malva has the special ability to say let's stay put here. The other is saying the default is let's stay here, and the Malva has the special ability to say let's go to the Beis Avad. So we potentially have a very important conceptual machlokas as to why we're following the Malva and what his special kalach is. And that's what I want to explore, certainly for this year, probably for a little bit of next year also, some of the ramifications of this potential machlokas regarding why the Malva has the special kalach. Now, one of the obvious questions that we're going to have to define is what indeed is the default. If you construct a case where you don't have any special koach of the Malva, what would the halacha be? So take a look at the Rambam in source 4. Let's go through, this is the Rambam in Sanhedrin Perek Vav. These are the halachas where he discusses this issue. So halacha Vav. Shnayim shenis atzva b'din. Two people have a case. Echad omer nidon kan ve'echad omer na'la le'beis din agadol. Shema yit'u elu hadayanin ve'yotziu mamon shelo kedin. One says, let's stay put. The other says, let's go to the beis din agadol. Note that the Rambam doesn't use the language of beis avad. He says beis din agadol, right? Again, we're going to have to define exactly what the beis avad is. And he gives the reason, perhaps these dayanim will make a mistake and they will be motzi mamon shelo kedin. They will inappropriately decide to give one person money or basically make a mistake in terms of the they won't reach the proper verdict. Kovin also avadan be'ira. Rambam starts by saying they stay put. Ve'im amar kisvu utnuli me'eza ta'am dantuni shemata isem. If they claim, if they say to the judges, we want you to write for us the reasoning behind your decision. Maybe you made a mistake. They write to them. And the Rambam says, and afterwards, they are motzien mimenu. After they write that, they take the money from them. The language of achar kach could be important in terms of that whole kisvu utnuli. It might be part of the psak din for the Rambam, or it might be a qualification for being able to be motzi mamun. But so far, the Rambam is pretty closely following the Gemara. And if they need to ask a higher Beis Din what to do, they need to ask the Beis Din HaGadosh B'Yerushalayim, Kosvin v'sholchin v'sho'alin. V'danin lahem b'iram k'fi masha yavo b'ksav Beis Din HaGadol. They will send shluchim, they will send some kind of messenger to the Beis Din HaGadosh B'Yerushalayim, they'll ask them what to do, and then when the report comes back, they will judge accordingly in line with the decision of the Beis Din HaGadol. Now the Rambam qualifies. B'me dvar mamurim b'sh'ar hadinim shezet toin v'zet toin. What kind of case are we dealing with? When each person is claiming from the other. We have all sorts of cases like that. The Gemara in Bava Metzia describes these cases of Dror de Mamona, right? A machle par b'chamor. One person, they're trading. One person has a donkey, one person has a cow, and they exchange them through like chalipin. And when they go to check on the cow, there's a cat, a baby calf standing next to it, right? They don't know when the calf was born. Was it born before the exchange, or was it born after the exchange? Now, in that case, there's no malve and there's no love, right? Each one is claiming the calf from the other. Each one is claiming it's mine. So the buyer is claiming the calf was born after the purchase, after the exchange was already complete, so it was my cow when the calf was born. And the seller is claiming, no, that it was born before the purchase, so the calf is mine, despite it was mine before I sold you the mother cow. Each one is claiming from the other. And what does the Rambam say? He qualifies as b'medvar v'mur sharadim shezetoin v'zetoin, o kisha amar ha-malve nidon kan v'alove omar neilech le-based in agadol. When do you stay put? When either both are claiming from each other, or when the malve says, let's stay here, and the love says, let's go. However, if the Malveh says, let's go to the Beis Din HaGadol, then we follow the Malveh, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Eved Lo V'Le'ish Malveh. Now, what's significant in the Rambam here? The Rambam says that we stay put not only in a case where the Malveh says, let's stay put. When else does the Rambam say, let's stay put? In a case of zetoin v'zetoin. Now, in a case of zetoin v'zetoin, neither party has an advantage, correct? There, I don't know. What do I say? That is the default case that we are trying to determine. What would be the halach in such a case? If you're telling me we always follow the malva, what do we do in a case where there is no clear malva? What does the Rambam say we do? He says, kofen oso v'dan be'ira. The Rambam is clearly dictating that the default is what? The default is to stay put. And tellingly, when the Rambam quotes why we follow the Malveh, what does he quote? L'shitaso. He quotes Eved Lo V'Le'ish Malveh. The Rambam could not possibly quote the Svara of Mishanosha B'Chaveiro Yotzi Mana Almana. Right? Because that Svara is why the Malveh would have the ability to say, let's stay here. If the default, even when you don't have the advantage of the Malveh, is to stay put, then obviously the svara of Misha Noshe Bachavero Yotzi Mana Almana can't be the basis for the Malveh's additional power. That's not a special koach of the Malveh. Everybody has the right to say, let's stay put. Excuse me. So tellingly, what does the Rambam quote? The Rambam quotes Eved Lo V'Le'ish Malveh. He's saying the default is, let's stay here. What is the special koach of the Malveh? The special koach of the Malveh is that he has the ability to drag the Loveh to the Beis Avad. And that is perfectly consistent with the quotation of Rav Safra. Rav Safra, again, starts with Kofen Osovedan Be'iro, and then he says the Malva has the ability to take him elsewhere because of Eved Lovel Ish Malva. The Rambam is directly following that model. In the case where nobody has an advantage, the Rambam clearly dictates that the default is stay put. Eved Lovel Ish Malva tells me that the Malva has the right to drag him elsewhere. Now again, I'll just reiterate. If you adopt the position of Rabbi Elazar that the special koach of the Malva is based on the Svara, then you must assume that the default is what? That the default is to go to the Beis Avad. And the special ability of the Malva is to say, let's stay here. So if you look at source 5, Chidushi Aran has introduces a little more ambiguity regarding what the default is. He says, Umestabra, he says, it seems to make sense to me. Divish artoveya v'nitva, kigon gozel v'nigzal, chovel v'nechbal, mazik v'nizak. It seems to me that in other cases of a toveya and a nitva, where one person is claiming from the other, whether it be a case where one is claiming that somebody stole from him, somebody damaged him, somebody hurt him, so in these cases, the Ran says, ima echad toin lalechas lebeis avad, if one claims, let's go to the Beis Avad, afilu gozel umazik v'chovel shomin ledvarav, even if the nitva claims, even if the person not who is claiming money from the other one, even if the person who is defending, right, the defendant, says, let's go to the Beis Avad, the Ran says we would listen to him. Now the Ran is clearly assuming here that the advantage of a malve is limited to a malve specifically, and not to any other toveya. This goes back to another point you were raising before, Ariel, right? Because if you adopt the Svara, it would appear as if it shouldn't be limited to a malva specifically. It should apply to any person who's trying to claim money from somebody else. And that's what we'll explore in the next section in a moment. But the Ran here is assuming that in those cases, no party has an advantage over another. Nobody has the special koach of Eved Lova Le'ish Malva. And he's saying, what do you do? Unlike the Rambam who said, Kofen Osov Adan Be'iro, he says, what do? You go to the Beis Avad. Tevadai man de kabai based in mumchin, dina kabai. And he gives a very obvious svara. Because the person who wants to go to the stronger basin clearly wants the truthful psak. He wants the din emes la amito. Tehadaka me akvina lalove, I amar laalos la beis avad. Hainu taima bisham de evelove leish malve, halav hachitaina se taina. The whole reason why we prevent the love from going to the Beis Avad is because of evelove leish malve. But were Eved Lovel Ish Malve to be removed, the Lovet would have the ability to drag the Malve to the Beis Avad. The Ran here is asserting that the default, unlike the Rambam, is not Kofen Osov Adan Be'iro, but is rather going to the better Beis Din. But then the Ran takes a step back. V'ika d'deika ipcha. There are those who claim the opposite. What do they say? V'amri. D'davka Malve yachol lahalos halove le'Beis Din agadol mishum Eved Lovel Ish Malve. That really, the Malva's ability is not to say, let's stay here. The Malva's ability is to say, let's go to the Beis Avad. Aval she'ar ha'tovin kagon mazik v'nizok, chovel v'nechba gozol v'nechzab. What about in all these other cases? In echan mehen yachol ha'alos chaver lo Beis Avad v'lo mechuvah. In those cases, the Ran is arguing. In this case, the Ran is quoting a position. That in those cases, what would happen? That neither one can drag the other one to the Beis Avad. And the Rambam rejects it. He says, lo mechuvar. Now that happens to be, who is that Yesh Omrim? It's the Rambam. That is the Rambam's position. That in a case where nobody has the advantage, you don't go to the better Beis Din, but rather, you stay put. But what the Rambam is reflecting is that you have this machlokas, as it were, as to what the default is in cases where no party has the advantage. According to the Rambam, when no party has the advantage, ze toveya ve ze toveya, they're tovin ze ze, you stay put. The special ability of the malve is to go. Fittingly, the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Eved Lo Veleish Malve. According to the Ran's preferred position, when no party has the advantage, what do? You go to the better Beis Din. And he also gives a very logical reason, because presumably the one who wants to go to the better Beis Din is the one who's telling the truth. The special koach of the malve is not to say, let's go, but rather to say, let's stay put. So I want to explore a number of nafkaminas of this question before we go into some broader issues that come up in the sugya, particularly in the Rabbeinu David. I mentioned that the Chiddush Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin quotes Rabbeinu David frequently, and here Rabbeinu David has a number of disputes with the Ramban regarding the scope of this halacha that will help us in trying to determine the exact nature of the halacha. But one of the nafkaminas I would suggest is perhaps the same mikam atrachna lecha point that we started with. We noted that the Gemara in Daf Chaf Gimel gives two cases where the loveh has the ability to stop the malveh, right? One is a case where the malveh chooses an inferior based in, and the second is a case where the loveh chooses a based in that is equally accessible to the based in of the malveh. Now, if we go back to the svaras provided on Daf Lamed Aleph, we go back to Rabbi Elazar and Amemar. Does it make sense that the loveh should have the ability to stop the malveh in cases where the two batei din are equally accessible? Should he have that right or should he not have that right? If we're going back to Daf Lamed Aleph.
According to Rabbi Elazar, he should not. According to,
if you say, Abed Lovah, Shmavah, then he should. Again, this is the question whether the loveh should have the ability to be ma'akev. You want to say that according to Rabbi Elazar, he should not, and according to Safar, he should? Why would you say that, Morty?
No, I thought you were saying the malveh. No, that's
the opposite, right? The opposite. I agree 100%. If you adopt the svara, mishanosha bechavero yotzi mana almana, the whole reason why the malveh has the extra ability is because of the svara, that he doesn't want to have travel expenses that are more than the amount that he's claiming in the first place. If that's the whole basis of his koach, then it makes great sense to say that if the loveh chooses a beis din that's equally accessible to the beis din of the malveh, then the malveh should be stripped of his additional power. You shouldn't have any additional abilities at that point. There is no greater expense. You can't say, Nosha Bechaver Yotzi Mana Al Mana, because the exact same travel expenses that you want is what I'm suggesting that you should have as well. So the loveh has totally neutralized that svara of the malveh that grants him that additional power. Now, if it's Eved Loveh Le'ish Malveh, would you say that just because he chooses an equally accessible base, then he should have an equal say? Maybe you can claim that, but it's certainly not obvious. Evel of Leish Malveh is a pasuk. The Malveh has the advantage. Why does the Malveh have the advantage? We'll see a number of reasons. Either because he extended a tova to the Loveh, right? It's a svara that we have in certain areas of halacha that he gets the benefit of the doubt in certain cases because he extended himself. Maybe because of a Shalot Tinol Delos B'Pnei Lovin kind of idea, so that we should encourage people to lend money. There could be a number of reasons why Evel Loveh Leish Malveh. But the svara of Eved Loveh Le'ish Malveh is not neutralized by the fact that the Loveh's Beis Din is equally accessible to the Malveh's Beis Din. So then, we come to a number of Rishonim who actually explicitly make this connection. Go to source 11 for a moment. This is the Yad Ramah. So Rav Papa Amar, Afilu Teima Bibikin. This is his commentary on that Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. He says there are certain cases where the Loveh will have a say, even if both batei din are mumchin, even if both batei din are experts. Hachab amayaskinon, kogomedina, kiravhuna v'ravchista. Tehavu b'chad amasa. Like Ravuna and Ravchista, that were both in one town, there are no major travel expenses to reach one basin or the other. And how does he explain this? Te'ad kan lo ka'am Rabbi Elazar, ela hecha dematriach le'lova l'mava l'mesa l'masa achrisi. Because when did Rabbi Elazar give the advantage to the malveh, specifically in a case where the loveh is creating some kind of tircha for the malveh to go to another place? Kidka amar taima, and then he explicitly quotes which reason in the Gemara? Yotze mana al mana. He explicitly quotes the svara of Rabbi Elazar. The whole svara of Rabbi Elazar is that we can't force the malveh to be motzi mana al mana. The whole svara of Rabbi Elazar is that it's going to create a tircha for the malveh to go to a separate place. But when it's b'chad amasa, avla b'chad amasa, when you're in a single town, then the Lova will be able to say, again, you no longer have that special svara, that special ability over me, because after all, I'm not creating any hassle or travel expenses for you. So the Yad Ramah is explicitly linking this position of Rav Papa to whose position on Daf Lamed Aleph? To the position of Rabbi Elazar, to Rav Dimi and Rabbi Elazar. Now again, if you think like the Yafei Naim that it's all one position, then okay, so you're just linking it to the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph, and really Evelot Velish Malva and the Svara are interchangeable, they're really the same thing, and you haven't, that's not much of a Chiddush. But if we're accepting our reading of the Gemara of Daf Lamed Aleph, that perhaps there really are two positions there, even though they seem to hold the same thing in most cases, there is a profound conceptual difference, then we are linking this position of Rav Papa specifically to what? To Rav Dimi's position, that the basis of the Koach HaMalva is a Svara and not a Pasuk. Just for time's sake, we'll leave out the Chiddush Yaron. Hopefully we'll just see that next week, Avol Rabbeinu David. But my final point would be as follows. Then we could come back to our original Kasha on the Rambam and answer it very nicely. The Rambam, if you look back into Source 4, said, what is the default? The Rambam clearly indicates that the default is what? Zetoin v'zetoin, it's kopen osov adan be'ira. The default is to stay put, right? If the default is to stay put, then by definition, the koach of the malve is not based on the svara. Right? Because the whole svara is to stay put. And we noted that appropriately, the Rambam quotes Eved Lo V'Leish Malve. That is why I would suggest the Rambam leaves out the din of Rav Papa. The whole din of Rav Papa presupposes that the basis of the koach of malve is the svara of Yotzi Mana Al Mana. You're going to force him to expend money to go somewhere else. Right? In other words, the whole basis of Rav Papa's position is that the default is to go elsewhere. The Malva has the ability to say, let's stay put because, you know, you can't charge him so much money to go elsewhere. And then once that's the case, if the Batei Din are equidistant or equally accessible, then the Lova should have an equal say as well. But the Rambam rejects that entire model. For the Rambam, the default is staying here. The koach of the malveh is based on what? A special pasuk of Eved Lova L'Ish Malveh to go elsewhere. And once the Rambam adopts that special pasuk of Eved Lova L'Ish Malveh, then what falls by the wayside? The whole svara of Rav Papa. The whole notion of Rav Papa, that when they're equally accessible, the Lova has an equal say as well, is predicated upon the notion that the entire koach of the malveh is the svara, as the Yad Ramah said as well. And the entire koach of the malveh is to say, Yotzi Mana Al Mana. Because the Rambam never adopts the position of Yotzi Mana Almana in the first place, he adopts the second approach in the Gemara rather than the first one, he has no reason to accept the position of Rav Papa either. And that's why the Rambam consistently quotes Eved Lova L'Ish Malveh, argues that the default is to stay in the local basin rather than going to the distant basin, and doesn't quote the position of Rav Papa on Mika Matrach Melacha. So as of next week, we'll explore some of the other nafkaminas of this question, and we'll broaden the discussion to its scope, and some of the broader conceptual questions that emerge from the analysis of the Rambam and Rabbeinu David. Shkreich.